Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program, I see that Arizona Governor Hobbs' press secretary has resigned after a tweet suggesting gun violence against people that are transphobic. Press secretary for Arizona Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs resigned this morning after appearing to suggest that gun violence against transphobes. I mean, can you believe this? Just after this woman that identified as transgender, this incident in Nashville, which we have a lot more to talk about. I mean, Biden actually laughed again. It wasn't bad enough what he did the other day when he started. It comes down, starts, I'm Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Jill Biden's husband. Ha, ha, ha. I'm only here for the ice cream. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, who's that in the background? You got 3-4 little kids. Stand up. How are you? Oh, let's talk about the fact that we have 3 dead 9-year-old kids. And then let's, you know, blame Republicans, which the administration has done. Attack the Second Amendment. And blame everybody, but there's only one person you can blame here, and that's the person responsible. But I'll tell you something else. We're getting to the point that they're so intellectually dishonest, the left in America, that we have an answer as it relates to the issue of school shootings. Now, it was reported, this is very key, that according to reports, that shooter had planned to attack another school that was like down the block or around the block. And I know because I talked to law enforcement officials on the ground. They know this is a fact. And it was corroborated by not one, by 3 separate people to me. Anyway, so that was the original plan. But that idea was given up by the shooter because she did a threat assessment. Because the site had, quote, too much security. Oh, maybe that dope Hannity is not so dumb after all. Because what have I been saying for years? I said every single school in America, every child in every school deserves the same protection that our elected officials have, that we pay for, rightly so. We need to protect our elected officials, their targets. Listen, the things that I've had to live through in my life, if I listed them to you, you'd probably be shocked in terms of threats against me, my family. It's not fun being in the public eye sometimes. I don't come on the air. I don't whine about it. I deal with it. But it is a reality. You have crazy people, evil people in this world. But it's simple. What you do is every school in America needs a metal detector. It's really that simple. Every room, by the way, they did have cameras in the school where the shooting took place. And there was somebody on looking at the security cameras, directing the police exactly where the shooter was. That was very helpful. So we should add that to our list. I hadn't thought of that before. but we should hire retired military, retired police. You know, maybe there's an inexpensive way to compensate them. Maybe every state, if they have a state income tax, gives them a tax break if they do, if they serve so many hours in a public school. Maybe the federal government, instead of hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to go after, as Janet Yellen said, 90% of that money is going to be going after people that make under $400,000 a year, contradicting her own boss. Maybe we could pay for metal detectors in every school, but also compensate armed, undercover, you know, but armed, retired military, retired law enforcement people. And you know what? Those schools will be safe. And you know what? You also create a perimeter so you can't breach it. And you have people there on the ground. Now, I will tell you the response time from the time they got the 911 call to the time they took out the shooter, in this case in Nashville, it was record time. You can't do any better than that. But there was still enough time that many more people could have died in this incident. So there are other solutions than the average knee-jerk, idiotic, let's blame the gun, guns don't shoot themselves mentality of the left. But we can't have that conversation. Just like you couldn't have a conversation about, you know, COVID and vaccines. Even when I'd interview Robert Malone, who created the technology that allowed for the production of mRNA vaccinations, he said to me, yeah, it's not quite perfected yet. Now, he's the creator of it. And, you know, then people got angry, you know, because Joe Rogan put Robert Malone on. And then Joe Rogan said, well, this is how I got better. This is what I did. Instead of saying, hey, we're all glad you're healthy, Joe. I'm glad it worked. You know what? We should, everybody, what did I always say? And there was enormous pressure on this program for me to tell you what to do with your own body, to tell you to get the jab. And I was basically called a murderer in numerous articles. I should have sued. I threatened to sue. I just didn't have the time to do a good show every day and be dealing with idiotic lawsuits by dumb writers at newspapers that nobody in this audience reads anyway. But I should have. I had Charles Harder lined up, ready to go. He won the Gawker case. And I just decided you have to make choices. I want to do a better show, rather than spend time and attention away from what I do every day. I have a very regimented lifestyle and life. Anyway, so this lady had to resign after all this. Now, get this. This was in the UK Daily Mail. It dovetails into this. What's the FBI doing right now? What would they be doing if a militant group of Trump supporters announced that they were planning a, quote, day of vengeance 3 days from now? What do you think the FBI would be doing? Because that's what apparently this radical group called Trans Radical Activist Network has just announced. An activist group is due to hold a Trans Day of Vengeance demonstration outside the Supreme Court on Saturday, warning against astronomical amounts of hate from the world and following the Nashville shooting. Remember, you know, 3 9-year-old kids, 6 victims in total, 7 if you include the shooter, you know, 7 people dead. Anyway, this Trans Radical Activist Network, as reported by the Daily Mail, will host the event in D.C. I'm not even going to give you the time, so I mentioned the Supreme Court. But anyway, you know, they have on their website, they cite gender-affirming care ban bills and the political climate as motives for the demonstration. Okay, I mean, are they that tone deaf about what happened this week? Sounds like they're a little tone deaf. And I'll be honest, Caitlyn Jenner's been on this show. I've known Caitlyn since Caitlyn was Bruce. You know, the day I was talking about it, I actually said on the air, I don't understand it. And Caitlyn Jenner heard me say, we had a long conversation after. We had known each other for years. And I just said, I don't get it. And she answered the right way. She goes, I wouldn't expect you to get it. If you're not living it, you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand it right away. However, if you're an adult, I'm not going to get in the way of your personal decisions in life. It's none of my business. However, when you start indoctrinating kids, and I don't know what this obsession is with drag queen hour to young kids in school, It's mind-numbing to me. Things that I never thought I'd ever have to discuss on this radio show, we've been discussing on a fairly regular basis. Matt Gaetz did a really good job taking down Defense Secretary Austin about how woke the military is and having drag queens at military bases. And it made the defense secretary look stupid, like, oh, we're not funding this. Well, here this happened at this place, this installation, et cetera. And the guy just didn't care. He just kept repeating, regurgitating the same old lines. Pretty unbelievable. By the way, breaking news. We got big, huge breaking news that China's propaganda arm that we pay the majority of monies for, the World Health Organization, is now saying that healthy children and teens probably don't need the COVID vaccine. Well, isn't that great after they've been shoving it in our kids' arms for all these years? What did I say when all the pressure was being brought to me? Ask your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to play one on radio. I'm not going to play one on TV. And, you know, the only thing I pushed was ask your doctor. If you get it, what do you do? Ask your doctor about the therapeutics that are available. The one that I thought was the best was monoclonal antibodies, but I said ask your doctor. Don't ask Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's not a doctor. You know, I will tell you this. Let me play again Joe Biden the other day because he laughed again yesterday. He chuckled. You know, I can't take it. But he comes down to discuss the shooting in Nashville. I am apoplectic. I can't even see straight every time I hear this or see this. And he's making jokes. I'm Joe Biden's husband. Ha, 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 ha. You know, I'm only here for the ice cream. And you're there to talk about, you know, three dead 9-year-olds and three other dead human souls. And then you want to blame Republicans. Listen to what he said.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. And it's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? Are your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
Hello. Did the tape go dead? That was it. Oh. Sounded like it just went dead, and Linda was talking in my ear.
I'm sorry.
Why were you talking in my
ear? Well, I'll tell the audience. I was saying to Sean how disgusting I think it is that a sitting president is commenting on the good looks of children.
Yeah. And then you get the predictable, you know, Joe Scarborough. Look, Joe became a big liberal. That's how he's making his living over at MSDNC. That's fine. I have no problem. Yelling at sick Republicans he blames for the school shootings. Really? You going to blame Republicans for this? Are you going to blame Democrats for the shooting in the ball field when Steve Scalise nearly lost his job? Bernie Sanders and one of your colleagues, Joey, Rachel Maddow lover? Really, are we going to blame Rachel and Bernie? The difference between me and liberals is, no, I'm not. Just because they support Bernie and Rachel Maddow, the wild conspiracy theorist, has nothing to do with the fact that a nut, you know, shot up a ball field. Joe Biden laughed again when asked if he believes Christians were targeted because Josh Hawley suggested this could be a hate crime. He just, chuckles again. You know, Newsweek reports and the insanity of what the media is doing is nuts. Newsweek reporting an effort by LGBTQ plus activists to suppress the manifesto of the Christian school shooter. You know, one school referring to a former Christian school student. Okay. Can we see the manifesto? If they don't publish the manifesto, you know what? That'll tell the tale. Biden joking for a second time, totally brain dead, completely out of touch. You know, we have news organizations criticizing each other because they didn't use the right and proper pronoun. We're talking about three dead kids, 9 years old. Their parents, their families have to deal with that. Then three other dead people. They have to deal with that too. I'm telling you how to keep schools safe. I've got the answer. I've said it every single time. It doesn't have to be about taking away people's right to keep and bear arms. And in this dangerous world of no bail, defund, dismantle the police, you know what? You better count on yourself more than any elected official or any government entity, because I don't trust them to protect us. And even the best police response time, and it was phenomenal in Nashville. And they, you know, and it could have been even worse. They were great. You know, is that whatever's going to happen, happens. Somebody breaks into your house, call 911. Whatever was going to happen is going to happen before the cops get there, even if it's a great response team.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
right, as we roll along. So there are good police officers. This is not, what was the other one? Uvalde. Remember they waited and waited. No, these cops didn't wait a second. They flew into that school. You know, there were what, five of them? Unbelievable. Now, there's a picture of one of the 9-year-old girls that lost her life, apparently trying to pull the fire alarm to stop the shooter opening fire on her friends. And their family said, this is what their family said, they are completely broken by their death. I mean, just, you know, if you're a parent, you understand. I've talked to parents that have lost their kids a lot in my life. And you always try to put yourself in their shoes for a second. And then imagine if something like that happens to you. How do you react? I feel I'm a pretty strong guy. I can handle a lot. Take a lot of incoming when it's about me. I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know. And I will tell you, you know, and I've had many talks with Gianno Caldwell, my buddy from Fox. His brother was murdered in Chicago, and he was innocent, did nothing. He was just outside his house. And, you know, how do you deal with the loss of a 9-year-old kid? Can we give our kids the protection we give Hollywood stars, elected officials? Can we please put in armed guards in every school, metal detectors in every school? Can we do that? It's not the cameras in every school. I'm not asking for much. We'll continue.
This is What's Right with America. You're listening to the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. I love this company, Legacy Box. Go to their website, legacybox.com/Hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y, and they have their $9 videotape sale. Look, this is so simple and easy. You go to the website, they're going to send you a box. You go to your attic, you go to your closets, you go to your basement, you go to your garage. You find every family photo, every camcorder tape, every reel-to-reel tape, every VHS tape. You throw it in a box. You're going to get your originals back. They will hand digitize all your family memories. It's the coolest gift you can give your family. Now, you can tell your family to send over what they have and send it all in at once, and you will get back fully digitized memories that will last in perpetuity. That means generations from now, your great, 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 great grandkids will know what you look like. And I would love to be able to do that.
But even more, they'll know what you sound like. You know, not everybody is a famous radio and TV star. So, you know, for regular people, it would be nice to go back and be able to see and hear and look how they did things. No, it's kind of cool.
By the time my great, 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 great grandkids are around, they will have purged any Hannity voice segments from the internet, and AI will be replacing me.
There's way too many hate Hannity listeners and watchers. They're going to keep that stuff around.
They're going to keep it around. I'll be in the
forever.
Unbelievable. Anyway, millions of us have done this. I am telling you, it is such a cool thing to do. You mentioned about the voice. My friends at Legacy Box, one of them told me hearing their grandmother's voice again, literally, you know, brought tears to their eyes. It's such a cool thing to do. Anyway, legacybox.com/Hannity. I'm telling you, this is a great idea for everybody. It's a great gift for your whole family. It's amazing. Look, I almost hate, and I'm somewhat reluctant to talk about anything involving the economy because there's no good news to give you. And I wish there was. I mean, I go through my, I have a stack of stuff, as Rush used to always call it, my big pile every day. I go through it. I'm like at the top of it. 62% of American consumers are living paycheck to paycheck. Wall Street Journal, soaring energy prices enabled Putin to bankroll his Ukraine war. Shocker. You know, the Saudis that have now aligned with China and Russia, they had their biggest profit year ever last year. An oil rich nation, which we would be because we have way more in terms of gas, coal and oil than all these countries combined. But no, we're importing oil from Venezuela now. So stupid. Senate Republicans in a push to override and overturn Biden's $300 billion student loan giveaway. But anyway, Wall Street Journal, soaring energy prices enable Putin to get rich. It's enabling all of our energy nations to get rich because we're artificially reducing the world supply because Joe is giving in to the new Green Deal climate alarmist religious cult. And now it's impacting every aspect of our government. It's not, you know, going woke and all of this climate alarmism. It's impacting every aspect of every department. They're allocating billions and billions of dollars. I'll give you one example, and I'll play the tape of Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz says, why are we having, you know, drag? What exactly did he say? Let me get the exact statement, and I'll play it later. It's just long. He confronts General Austin, Secretary of Defense, over why they're having drag queen story hours at military bases. We're not having those things. We're not funding those things. And then Gaetz says, yeah, you are. Let me give you the examples. And he went through one after another, after another, after another, after another. Oh, we are not. I'm like, yes, you are. Stop lying. Now, meanwhile, while America's largely forgot, what was the one thing I always quoted from the 9/11 Commission report? They were at war with us and we were not at war with them. Okay. Now, President Xi, who now he's filling the void that Joe Biden has created on the world stage, America dominating the world. And he's just, you know, now he's courting Latin American countries. He's all over Africa. He's all over other continents. He's now aligned with Russia. He now brokered a deal with the Saudis and Iran. He's brokering another deal with the Saudis and Syria. And he just told his government he's preparing his nation for war. Who do you think he's going to war against? It's no mystery who he's going to go to war against. Not just Taiwan. That'll be first, but ultimately preparing to go after us. What do you think he was talking about? We have the best opportunity in 100 years, my dear friend Vladimir. You know, does Vladimir know? Compromising materials. No. This isn't that. This isn't a hoax. Anyway, President Xi, look at their government. China has now announced a 7.2% increase in China's defense budget, which has doubled over the last decade. You know what's happening in our defense budget? We're paying money for drag queen hour, reading hours. What? Where did this drag queen obsession come from? And if you want to go to a drag queen reading hour, that's fine if you're an adult. How about we teach our kids reading, writing, math, science, real history, and computers? And then leave all the other crap to moms and dads, those people that we kind of dismiss as domestic terrorists. Cabinet officials admitting that Biden's climate agenda is helping China. Our own Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland, has acknowledged that the climate agenda, relying on global critical mineral supply chains, is strengthening China. Well, not producing energy domestically is helping Putin. It's helping Saudi Arabia. Now it's helping even Venezuela. Is Joe going to do anything about the down drone? Is he going to do anything about the spy balloon? Putin just announced a plan to deploy tactical nuclear weapons right there in Europe and Belarus on the border with Ukraine. Joe's too little, too late plan to give Ukraine enough arms to win the war, but barely enough to survive. But by the way, Europe is just as bad. Biden's Pentagon cannot afford enough weapons and equipment, but they're spending of hundreds of millions of dollars on diversity programs. Investigative report, John Solomon, justthenews.com. And they quote the New York Times that the Pentagon would reportedly struggle to manufacture enough precision missiles if conflict with China breaks out. And by the way, guess what China's doing? They're threatening Kevin McCarthy. If Kevin McCarthy dares to meet with the Taiwanese president during her planned stop in California next week. Well, my answer to China is you can go straight to hell. You're not going to tell us who we can be friends with and who we can't be friends with. And nor are you ever going to send another balloon over our airspace without dire consequences. In my case, I'd make them financial. This is a once in a generation. Veterans are blaming Biden's focus on woke priorities for low recruitment numbers. Nobody wants to fight under Biden. He doesn't know what day of the week it is. And he's your commander in chief. No, thank you. I'll pass on that. By the way, speaking of passing, we now with today's announcement that Alvin Bragg's grand jury now has apparently now suspended. They're not going to be going into issues regarding Trump for the next month. I think that is a sign that the case is weak. Bob Costello, there were three big things that came out last week. Bob Costello went into the grand jury last Monday, not this past Monday, and he had a devastating rebuttal to their star witness, Michael Cohen. There's other materials on Michael Cohen. Somebody sent me, I was like, whoa, he's not going to be a good witness for Alvin Bragg. I can tell you that. Interesting that Avenatti from jail. How do you get to tweet from jail? He's tweeting that there's a lot of emails and text messages out there that will not help Alvin Bragg's case. I don't know if it's out of revenge, anger, boredom, loneliness in jail. I have no idea. But that came out. But the second big thing to come out was the letter from Cohen's attorney in February of 2018, completely exculpatory and exonerating the entire Trump campaign, Trump organization. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. But they're going to break for a month. But then I guess you have this other case going on, a civil case involving an alleged sexual assault at a department store 27 years ago. How that case didn't get thrown out of court, I don't know. If it's Donald Trump's name on it, forget it. A whole different set of, you know, standards for everybody. Thankfully, Joe Biden is getting hit for his stupid jokes about Tennessee. You know what's interesting to me? You know, Matt Taibbi, what was the name of the book that he wrote about me? And he put my
it's
face on
Hate
the cover.
Inc.
Hate Inc.? Okay. I don't know Matt Taibbi. I don't. But I can... First of all, I don't care when people write stuff about me. I just don't care. I never read it, never even knew about it until somebody recently told me, you know, that's the guy that wrote the book about you. I said, what book about me? And I don't really recall. Anyway, so he did a great job with the Twitter files. Got to give the guy props. And he exposed, you know, what was really going on with Twitter and this connection to the FBI and other government officials. And so he's called in by Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee. And anyway, the same day, the IRS meets him at his house and says, yeah, even though we had accepted your returns from 2018 and 2021, we're not accepting them. And by the way, we'll come and see you again next week. The day he's going to testify. I know. I'm sure that is nothing but a mere coincidence. Now, the IRS to this point is staying silent amid questions about this. Sounds an awful lot like Lois Lerner to me. Remember, she was subpoenaed. She never appeared. Unlike Republicans like Steve Bannon, who else got charged with ignoring a congressional subpoena? You know, True the Vote, they did. I don't, you know, I can't.
They brought Catherine Engelbrecht.
I can't even remember the names of any of this.
Can I pose a question there, though? I want to know if the IRS agents went to any of the 42,500 members of their own agency who didn't file at all.
Great point. That would be the first place to start, wouldn't it?
Just thinking out loud.
Hunter Biden's China money, you know, what they call a bag man. FoxNews.com has the article. Former business partner John Robertson Walker, or John Rob Walker, appears to have visited the White House 16 times when Joey was vice president. Anyway, his name resurfaced a couple of weeks ago when the House Oversight Committee Republicans said they obtained records showing members of the Biden family got over $1 million in payments. I want to know how much money in business the Bidens did with Russia, China, how much they did with Burisma, how much they did with Ukraine, and the other dozen or so countries that, according to James Comer in an interview with me, said exist. We haven't even heard about those specific examples. You know, we had our friend on from the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, on yesterday. Was it yesterday, the day before, whenever? I can't, Monday. But, I mean, this is insanity. Now, I got to give the Republicans credit in one sense. They're doing a lot of good things here. You know, McCarthy sends this long letter. I read it on the air yesterday. I won't read it again today. To Joe Biden. Joe Biden has said he's not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling. Now, Republicans from this point says there's dire ramifications if you won't negotiate on the debt ceiling. Now, Republicans, if Joe's not going to work with them, and by the way, if you're not scared to death, if you're Matt Taibbi, and you're not scared to death that that's happening in this country, you're not getting what's going on. This is not the same country with the same justice system. This is why the weaponization of justice is such an important topic. Anyway, back to McCarthy. They won't negotiate on the debt ceiling. Okay, so now all 222 Republicans have a mission. Brought this up with Jim Jordan on TV last night. And that is to come to an agreement, a plan to bring fiscal responsibility to our economy, not go for all of it in one shot. They're not going to do that, which would be reckless. And that would, you know, definitely put the economy into a tailspin. But there's got to be measures that now rein in government spending, like pre-COVID spending levels. That is reasonable. You know, eliminating the hiring of 87,000 IRS agents, especially after what happened to Taibbi, and especially after Janet Yellen acknowledged herself that, in fact, 90% of those agents will be investigating people that make under $400,000 a year. That just makes sense. By the way, Shasta County, California, supervisors voted to go with paper ballots. I hope this becomes a trend. What else do we got here? You know, it's interesting. A lot of people are mentioning Glenn Youngkin more and more, trying to push him into the presidential race. We'll see. Chris Christie thinks his bashing of Trump is going to get him. You know, let me remind Chris Christie. Chris, you know what? I've never had a bad relationship with you. You know, you go do your thing. But, you know, you had your own issues in New Jersey, didn't you? One was called Bridgegate, and the other was called Beachgate. You closed the beaches, and you sat on the beaches yourself. And you know what? I don't think that's going to help you in any presidential campaign, no matter how mean you might be to Donald Trump. And running to hate Trump or to, you know, stop Trump, good luck with that. That's what primaries are all about. You know, now I do wish, and I asked the President Trump in the interview, I wish that he and DeSantis got along better. DeSantis is not announced yet. They were friends. It's definitely true that Donald Trump played a big role in helping get Ron DeSantis elected. That is true. There have been people I've helped in get shows, and then like a year later, oh yeah, I'm going to be competing against you in your time slot. I look at it and I'm like, I don't really care, but it's not something that I would do. It's not how I'm wired. But so I understand Trump's point, but Ron did a great job when he got elected. Trump picked the right guy and supported the right person. But I'll tell you, I know what we wish for is one thing, but the reality is very different. And primaries, at some point, sometime, they're going to get ugly. It usually happens later in the process. Anyway, MyPillow is a massive closeout sale happening on their all-season slippers. Look, my slippers, that is their number one selling MyPillow product. I didn't even know that. I figured it was MyPillow 2.0. But anyway, you want to stock up now. Listen to this. Go to the Sean Hannity Square when you go to MyPillow.com, and you're going to see the all-season My Slippers for $25. They're regularly $149.98. That's $120 in savings, limited to 10 pairs at checkout. Anyway, these are going to sell out. My Slippers have an exclusive four-layer design you won't find in any other slipper, and the patented layers make these slippers ultra-comfortable, extremely durable. They help relieve stress on your feet, and you can wear them any place, anytime, anywhere. They also come in additional sizes, new colors. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, only $25. Or you can call and mention my name, 800-919-6090. Don't miss out on this massive sale for My Slippers.
Sean Hannity.
All right, a lot of ground to cover. We'll get Simple Man Bill O'Reilly's take on the media mob and their coverage of the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of it's been pretty repulsive, to be honest. We'll hit that. And Senator Roger Stone of Kansas, Roger Stone, friend of ours, but he's not on today. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas is with us today. I like Roger Stone. We get along great.
I like all the Rogers we have on our show.
We have lots of Rogers.
Wonderful
on our
people.
Show. I know.
Especially the senator that's on today.
No. I mean, Roger Stone actually did a prayer thing for President Trump that was awesome. I heard some of it.
And Senator Roger Marshall's going to talk about all the good things he's doing soon.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
So, I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.